AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Donald Trump and Ted Cruz split the four GOP contests yesterday. Trump took Louisiana and Kentucky. At a rally in Florida, Trump called for the Republican Party to back him for the White House.
So the Democrats would have an absolute free run. Probably you wouldn't even campaign because it would be impossible to win. And what does that mean? That means that automatically they are going to appoint very, very, very liberal judges.
Cruz, who won in Kansas and Maine, told a crowd in Boise, Idaho, he represents the new GOP.
A new generation of leaders in the Republican Party who stand and fight for liberty, who stand and fight for the Constitution, and who stand and fight for the Judeo-Christian values that built this great nation.
For the Democrats, Bernie Sanders won two states, Nebraska and Kansas, while Hillary Clinton took just Louisiana, but also the majority of the convention delegates awarded yesterday.
I want to congratulate Senator Sanders for running a strong campaign. I am thrilled we're adding to our pledge delegate count. I'm grateful to everyone who turned out to support us.
Friends and family of a former FBI agent missing since going to Iran 9 years ago say they are still waiting for answers to what happened. Joshua Plogle has more.
This Wednesday marks 9 years since Bob Levinson disappeared while working as a contractor for the CIA in Iran.
What I wouldn't do to rewind 9 years and say to my dad, please don't go away.
It's been 5 years since there was evidence he was alive, and Congressman Ted Deutch says he doesn't know what to think.
We don't know. None of us here today know the details.
Levinson's eldest daughter pleading with Iranian officials.
Let him come back to us. And if Dad, if you can hear this, we love and we miss you. We're never going to give up.
Joshua Plogle, Coral Springs, Florida.
This is AP Radio News. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch, model actress Jerry Hall are married in London.
Although the couple officially tied the knot Friday at Spencer House, a palace built by ancestors of the late Princess Diana, the religious ceremony took place at St Bride's, the traditional journalist church in London's Fleet Street. Actor Michael Caine, composer Andrew Lloyd Webber and artist Tracy Emin were among guests attending the celebrity event. Murdoch, the executive chairman of News Corp, and former supermodel Hall were introduced last year and announced their engagement in January. Karen Chamas, London.
Two Chinese elevator maintenance workers are in custody after a woman was found dead inside an elevator that had its power cut off more than a month ago. District government says the two workers turned off the power on January 30th in a residential building because of a problem. But they didn't check to see if anyone was inside the elevator. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.